I'm with Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo in le festival de la BD d'Angoulême. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you feel to be in France?
I feel good.
First time?
No. I've been here. This is my fourth time being here. No, it's great. I love it.
It's fantastic. I love especially coming to Angoulême. It's a great convention.
You are here for some comic books that you write and draw together. There is Lex Luthor, there is The Joker, the new one, and Batman Death Blow. For Batman Death Blow, how did you get the idea to have this crossover between these two superheroes?
It was a convergence of factors. It was 100 Bullets had just come out, and DC Comics had just bought Wildstorm, where I worked prior to the merger, and for the first time that we were given the opportunity to work on big characters, corporate characters like Batman, but at the same time there were still Wildstorm characters I wanted to do, and I had read about maybe 6-7 issues of 100 Bullets at the time, maybe even more than I can't remember, but it was less than 10 had come out at that point, and I was following it every month. I wanted to work with Brian. I had developed a friendship with an illustrator named Tim Bradstreet, who also knew and had worked with Brian on some other short stories. And so that, mixed with the power of Jim Lee, it was kind of, it came together. So it was really kind of like a way to mix, even for, at that time, it was a way to kind of really make it known that Wildstorm and DC were one entity as opposed to two.
For the story, how did you get the idea to have a Batman who came to help the Deathblow for the inquiry?
Well, Deathblow was dead at the time, and I didn't want to like screw with the continuity at all, so it's like I figured, well, we'll create a case that he didn't solve that Batman will solve. And we'll have like two different timelines, so there's really not a, you know, team up so much as it's the mission was the thing that connected them, and you know how Batman sort of took over, or Bruce Wayne sort of took over the Deathblow persona at the end to fight this guy and defeat him.
It's a really dark story. Is it because of the? It's something you like, or is it because of Gotham City that you want to be as dark as you made it?
It's definitely my taste, but also the story. Those two characters, you can't really do them any other way, I think. It's difficult. And specifically, there was elements of that story that were, before that I had done a lot of these kind of bright characters like Gen 13 and Superman, and I've done these things that didn't really seem to fit with what I really wanted to do in terms of atmosphere and just the feeling of the book. So it was kind of the first project that I got to really control the visuals in a way that I could do what I wanted to do, if that makes any sense.
Is it the reason why you made The Joker after?
I don't know. What would you say? Joker's an extension of Lex Luthor, maybe.
Yeah, we made Lex after.
Yeah.
We did Lex Luthor.
Yeah, but right now there is a Joker who is out now,
right,
in France.
Right.
And is it the fact that you like the dark way that you came to the Joker?
Yeah. I think in France, the books have been released not in the order that we did them.
Yeah.
If we did Batman Deathblow first, then Lex Luthor, than Joker. The way they've been released here, it's Luthor, Batman, Joker. Well, Joker came out of Lex, because Lex was, and Lex came out of Superman, about, you know, just like, taking, you know, do you want to do Superman? No, I want to do Lex Luthor. So, it's like, well, what can we do with that character to, you know, make him understandable and relatable? I really have a hard time with these villains that are, you know, I want to take over the world. I mean, there's just like their motivation rings so falsely to me.
Yeah.
So to be able to give Lex a motivation that's relatable to everybody was that was our goal, and I think we pulled it off.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. I have nothing to add.
Did you use some inspiration of older writer for the Joker? Did you watch some TV program and stuff like that, or did you wanted to make your own Joker?
I think both of us wanted to do a Joker that we hadn't seen before in the comics, but visually speaking, which is the only thing I can really talk about on my end, I had done a drawing for a website that this guy runs a website called Batman on Film, which follows the movie versions of Batman. He had contacted me, he had liked my work, and he wanted to commission two illustrations from me to see what my vision of these characters would be like for the next proposed film. And this was right around the time Batman Begins was coming out. I had always wanted to see a more realistic version of the Joker that wasn't so exaggerated and goofy. I wanted to see a scary, scary Joker, because I didn't want to see him portrayed as a character that was... I wanted to see the much different version than maybe Jack Nicholson or Cesar Romero, you know, even things in the comics that have been done. So visually, it started with that, the desire to do something scary.
What are you working on?
What am I working on now?
Yeah.
Not much. I'm taking a break. You know, I've got a few things lined up, but not really... It's a downtime for me, which is good. I need a vacation.
And your next project, you don't know when...
When will it come out? No, I don't. You know, I've got a graphic novel coming out, but I don't know when it's being released. You know, later this year. It's called Filthy Rich. It's for... Vertigo is doing a new crime line, and this is one of the launch titles.
I'm doing a graphic novel, another graphic novel for DC as well, that is kind of a bunch of the DC characters. It's a take on a very classic novel, and it's an all-ages kind of story.
Have you got a kind of knowledge of another comics from Japan or from mangas or from Belgium? Do you know some comics, and what are your favorite if you have read one?
French. God, what do I like? I know when I see it, I know what I like, but I don't know really. Not a lot of stuff gets translated.
Yeah.
You know, which is a real problem. You seem to get like most of our stuff over here. We don't get hardly any of your stuff. Yeah. And the reason being is because your stuff doesn't deal with superheroes, which is a shame. Not that it doesn't deal with superheroes, but I'm sick of those things, and I wish, I wish we did get, you know, I wish that the American market was much more open to different sort of genres that the rest of the world is.
Yeah, I feel the same. I've had to kind of search for a lot of this stuff, but now I live in Italy, and I've had more access to some of the European books. In Japan, I like I very much like a book called MPD Psycho. I like the work of Tatsuyuki Tanaka. The only thing I've really seen is Cannabis Works, and I'm anxiously awaiting this Boiling Head or Boiled Head or something. I like, in France, I like Nicolas de Crécy. I like... Is Lair. I like a number of a French artist, but maybe I don't know their name or how to, you know, what they like, the books they do, but I do, and at home I do have a big set of books, but I'm also a big fan of Tenino Liberatore, who did Ranks of Rocks and stuff like that.
Something else you would like to add?
No, nothing for me.
No.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you guys.